see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. Welcome to this broadcast. Oh, man, what a busy morning. What a busy, busy morning. I tell you what. You know, I've been fighting all morning trying to convince people that are Christians that the King James Bible is the solemn word of God all morning long. Man, this gets bizarre every day. Every day. Mr. Tom Gamble, you're a selective reader. I said, exactly correct. You hit the nail on the head, but you're a conformist, only to Jesus Christ. The Trinity, three separate, distinct individuals. Nope, it's all one. Then answer me these seven questions. How can he pray to himself? Oh, I said, you're a Christian? What in the world are you smoking, man? Are you having yourself a dill pickle banana sandwich or a dill pickle and bananas or a dill pickle and mayonnaise sandwich? What's going on here? Goodness gracious alive, where are people coming from these days? I mean, this is basic. How dare you call me not a Christian? I said, if you're a Christian, you better go find another fountain to drink out of, because what you're drinking is not quite water. Yeah. The Trinity is basic concept. If you have to ask seven questions, answer seven questions that indicate the separateness of the Trinity, then you don't understand the Trinity and the fact that it's Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit are one and the same, yet they have three separate dimensions of reality, but they're subordinate to the Godhead. I'm not a theologian, I know this. So if you got to ask, so what they belong to is either Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or, I don't know, Unitarian Universalism or some, I don't know what. Yeah, got it, I don't know what, but there's like 9 different sects of Christianity that don't believe in the Trinity. Come on now, you know, get with it. Then you submit them the verses that prove that God, that Jesus himself says we're one. And they just gloss right over it. Pew! Go right over it. Hit you with new areas of conflict or discussion, but don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Then you know what you have, what's called a shill. Or, I don't know, some Christian sect of some kind. I don't know. You know, it's getting worse, though. The Facebook, it is a ministry. If you're not careful, you get caught up in it. Get wrapped around, tied up, drawn down. Satan puts his pseudo-Christians on these networks, on these Facebooks and so forth, and they're trained. These people are trained. They are trained, and they know how to copy-paste their 101, 102, 103 counters and so forth. They can bog you down in discussion and cause you to lose your temper and all this other silly mess and so forth. Once I determine them to be a shill, troll, or whatever you want to call it, all these names and identifications, I just block their butt, man. That's it. Just like that. We're done, you know, because I don't have time, because you get bogged down in it. Let the Holy Spirit work on and move on. You got to move on. Because the idea is, in fact, to bog you down. Some of them are deceived. But if they're so deceived, they can't see through what they're saying. This, you know, what else can you do? You move on. Holy Spirit keeps it simple. He really does. There's no confusion. But right now, what they're doing is they're using God's word against you, against those that do know the God's word and are following the word of God. Yeah. They're using those against you now. See, they're not coming right out and saying, I'm satanic, I'm Luciferian, I'm whatever. But they are using the pseudo-Christian approach. Yeah. Appropriately masquerading. Some of them, unfortunately, are deceived themselves by these cult groups. Church of Christ this, Unity Church, whatever, you know. Chuck Smith stuff, they come so close. SDA comes so close. But that's the trick. Then they come out with their little precepts. It's not biblical. But otherwise, are we tied into it? More of the Jehovah's Witnesses, they search out family. They search out the obituaries like you would selling Fuller brushes. They search out the obituaries and send those that's lost loved ones they know are vulnerable. And they send them all these nice little touchy-feely, honey-dripping letters and messages, and they get their addresses. Huh? They come by and visit. Not riding bicycles, but they come in their cars. It's the same thing. But they have a quota. I asked one day, I said, well, what if you don't make your quota? You get booted out or something, or get sent to retraining classes? What's the deal here? They got a quota. Like police got a quota for tickets. Well, they got a quota of those they got to talk to. I always invite them in. Yeah, I do. And I say, come on in. That lasts about 10 minutes. Maybe 5. I let them go on and on. Have little pamphlets, little things, this, that, and the other. And I said, oh, that's neat. That's nice. Oh, good idea. Yeah, that's good. But I got a question for you. You know that Jesus is the only begotten Son of the living God. He is God incarnated in human flesh. Did you know he died, rose again, came back from the grave? Did you know the King James Bible is the only... Where are you going? Come back. Don't leave. Okay, well, I just thought to tell you. Why are they screeching out, squealing the tires, leaving? I don't know. But at least they got to hear the truth. And it's not me. Families, that comes out of the Bible. Goodness gracious, I'm not a theologian. I'm just no country boy here in Mount Airy, you know. But I do know the word. Why? Because I read it. I study it. I don't know, therefore I study. It's simple. And I believe what I read in the King James Bible. My own thoughts don't mean a thing. It's what the Bible tells me. tells me, not infers or suggests. It tells me. I get convicted also. I mean, there's things I say, I don't like that idea, but that's my problem. I got to deal with it because the Bible says, I don't do this, I don't do that, and if I do this, this is wrong, then that's the way it is. And I have to conform to that or admit that I don't want to. I can't be wishy-washy about it. I can't frame my thoughts into God's thoughts. You got to be kidding me. You know, family, it's coming down to it. Halloween on steroids. They're increasing exponentially. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to talk today some news that came down you might want to hear, and I'm going to continue on the perverse spirit. Family, this perverse spirit is not just a subject matter of many different subjects. This is the root problem today, is in fact the perverse spirit working through Ebola, working through the homosexual attack, the movements and all this. 90%, I'd say, I don't have a study, but majority of homosexuals involved in homosexual marriage and pushing this through the NAACP and all this stuff going on, or ACLU, whatever, all the same. Anyway, they're pushing all these things through and getting them moving. Six more states are going under, and meaning lifting the ban of homosexuality and so forth. I'd say, my opinion here is that I'd say 9 out of 10 don't realize that they're being used as pawns by the high-level Luciferians, like feminism, the education system, all that, are used as pawns. And the ones involved in the NEA and involved in CFR and all this stuff, man, they don't have a clue. Asking the questions, they're not investigating the reality of the brute basis of why this is all going on. And I'm very confident of it because it can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt in any court system. Not wanting to know it, don't change the facts. They don't want to know it. It's like sitting on the train tracks and covering yourself up with a blanket. If I don't know it, and then put earplugs in my ears and don't see it, I don't hear it, it ain't going to hit me. Well, I got news for you. Hamburger meat. Pshaw! There it is. The denial don't change the facts, man. And it's coming. That first trumpet, that trumpet is going to blow, man. The trumpet of God is not the trumpets of the tribulations. The trumpet of God is announcing his judgment beginning. You have a trumpet of God, and you got the seven trumpets. That's separate. Not the same thing. Now, these churches, man, they're, in my own opinion, they're becoming to be worthless. 501c3. Passing off these corrupt Bibles that are against God. And these preachers, they don't have no backbone anymore. I don't know what happened to them. They lost their backbone. Man, it's irritating. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get moving here. Got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Of course, that would be the right thing to do in a broadcast, wouldn't it? Lord, we thank you today. Father, we come together another day, Father, to worship you. Father, spread the gospel, and Father, to spread the truth about the world events today. But Lord, you guide us all. Guide me today, Father, as you do every day. Guide me, Father, to keep me on the straight and narrow. Convict me, Father, if I fall away. Father, and give me wisdom, discernment, Lord, that I can pass this on. And Lord, for myself, I thank you, Lord, for the lessons you give me. And Father, to guide me, despite my humanness, that, Father, you'll lead me in the right path so I can teach others. Lord, we all pray, Father, for our family members, that, Father, that you'll bring them in, Lord, touch their hearts, different divine appointments, run into others, Father, that will spread the gospel to their heart. Lord, to provide the healing that we look for, provide the healing for that we pray for others, that their healing of these diseases and these viruses and these things caused by the Illuminati, caused by the system, created by the technology, that Father, you override that these created diseases. And Father, to heal wounds that are caused physically, heal those wounds called emotionally. Father, to set up divine appointments to bring those to Jesus Christ. Because Father, through all this deception, which is massive, that Lord, that your holy word will touch the heart, will bypass all this corruption. Father, we certainly pray, Lord, we pray for the children now in this holiday season, this corrupt, paganistic holiday that's coming up. Lord, you'd expose it for what it really is. Father, it's so covered and so deceived in all the churches. And Father, even in the other areas, that, Father, that this Halloween worship of Satan, that Lord, we see for what it really is. And Father, that the sacrifices you can take away, you'll take away from these Wicca, from these Satanists and all the like. Father, you'll break the power of these curses and these hexes and vexes, the spells and charms they throw, and to take down their protection, exposing them to be revealed to who and what they really are. But Father, out of those that you bind the Holy Spirit to their heart, to sabotage their efforts, Lord, but to bring those with that heart to come out, Father, and preach to their others, to use them within their own group to break up these covens and bring others to Jesus Christ. As Irene Parks once did, John Todd once did, and others in the past, that, Father, they can be born again. And, Father, that we need that supernatural power to be able to bring them to that point and to convert entire covens away from Satan, to bring them to the Word of God through the King James Bible, through being born again. Father, we pray for an awakening of our country. We pray for an awakening of the world leaders, that out of those, that there will be whistleblowers. There will be those who will speak the truth. Those out of these committees and councils and military, Father, that give them the courage to speak the truth and to pull away from their blood oaths and to renounce these blood oaths and to pull out of the secret societies and to go back to their families with the truth. And Father, we pray for an awakening of the truth in the churches, for it to come out, Father, and to tell the truth before that whistle, before that trumpet blows. And Father, we put on that full armor of God, and Father, to teach this through the supernatural way, the truth of the Bible. And these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the glory, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, our whole war, our whole battle is supernatural. There's no way around it. It's a world we can't see, but that world is there. You know, and it is born in faith, but ever, you know, you always get a little bit of a twick. You get a little bit of a, what's the word I want to use here? You get a little bit of a reaffirmation that you're heading in the right path by others. When you start losing that, you start thinking, well, maybe nobody's listening. Maybe I'm doing this for nothing. Maybe I don't have it right after all. But, you know, when you start thinking these thoughts, that's Satan creeping up on you. And number two, when you start thinking these thoughts, God knows your heart. It just seems he provides somebody along the way that reaffirms your belief maybe but a second, maybe but a meeting. But he reaffirms it. These computers and connections and electronics and all that, they are connected to the supernatural. I know that sounds kind of wild, but it's actually true. And in ways I don't really want to go into, but they're connected in ways that people don't really understand. You see, these demons, maybe I will just a little bit anyway. These demons are electromagnetic. They're little sparks of light, of energy. That's what they are, that think, operate, they plan, deceive. There's foot soldiers, there are different ranking structures within the principalities. They have different levels of existence that are based on frequency vibrations of the second heaven. And the frequency vibrations must equal. The frequency of that demon. And when they do, you have a connection. Now, it's actually quantum physics. What I'm talking about here. So it's not just, and see, here's the purpose of philosophy and religion. It's to take you away from the scientific reality of what demons really are and how they really exist. One of the greatest feats that Satan ever did was convince a population of some sort that, meaning a groups of millions, if you will, that he does not even exist, that he's a representation of the evil within men's hearts. That's easy to believe. But you also must believe in evolution, which is impossible to even substantiate. You have to take the word of these professors and scientists that evolution is possible by the words they use, presentations, but they can't prove it. Matter of fact, when you start digging down, you find out carbon 14 is a farce. You find out that you have the apes over here, you got humans over there, then you got the skulls and teeth and finger bones and whatever else they got to say, oh, this is the missing link. But what happened to all the other evolutionary groups in between the ape and the man? It's not there. They don't have it. And Lucy, old Lucy, you know Lucy, not Lucy Arnaz, but Lucy, Lucifer, Lucy, I love Lucifer, I love Lucy. Yeah, I won't go there right now. But anyway, TV has been amazing, hasn't it? Amazing, mind-washing machine. Lucy, the missing link, was nothing but a tooth and a cheekbone or some stupid thing. And they concocted this is a missing link. And carbon 14 is not even scientifically possible. It's remote. It doesn't even work. So we depend on, I am Professor Bonatz from Harvard, and I've got 60 books, and I've done this. Who cares? You're a humanist. You're a liar. And you took a blood oath to lie, cheat, steal. I don't care if you're a professor, whoever you are. It means nothing. Because your school, funded $20 million by Rockefeller, is worthless. Absolutely. That's a fact, by the way. So if the Rockefellers, who are Illuminati, gave $20 million, and plus, who do you think the curriculum of Harvard is going to be based on? Come on now. That don't take Elmer Fudd to figure that one out. You see, now I've got evidence here. Slam dunk. You want it, I can give it to you. Slam dunk, tons of it. That every college and university in America, every single cotton picking one, every one of them, and public school, are schools of humanism, Marxism, socialism, and they're controlled by a resident Marxist scholar that oversees the curriculum to make sure the humanist and Marxist curriculum is preached to your children. Every college and every university. I have quotes to confirm this. Even Charlotte Iserby went public, and she's got a massive book on it. This is what they've always done. Well, my gosh, your father of American education, John Dewey, was a humanist up to his nose hairs and skinny navel. He was nothing but a humanist. Massive, massive influence in the extraterrestrial hoax that's yet to come. 1917, John Dewey's a part of that. Family, we've been severely lied to. But that's okay, because there's nothing they can do to stop the return of Jesus Christ. If they weren't afraid of that, why would they have to lie? Why would they have to have secret oaths? Why? If they're not scared, if they're not cowardly, if they had something that they had control of, why the secrecy? Why the fear? Why the technology designed to control you if they don't have severe fear? Severe fear. That rhymes, doesn't it? And there's nothing they can do. I mean, nothing. You think, some people think when they find out about the New World Order, they go through six steps. I'm not going to go through that right now. That's a rabbit hole. But there's six steps I came up with that you as an individual, once you start learning the truth from Joe Public to Mary Public or whatever, to the first level of there's really a conspiracy out there. And then you start learning about this conspiracy, you go all crazy about it, put your roller skates on. Pshaw, there you go, man. You start learning about the Illuminati, about the Jesuits, about the New World Order, chemtrails, GMO products, all that stuff. You're like the kid in the sandbox. You know, then you start going out on about the fifth step of this thing. If you get past the fourth one, that's the biggest trick right there. And you start telling all your friends and they all think, oh, John, you're crazy. And you start getting all disappointed and whimpery. Oh, don't trust me or believe me. Well, get over it. Because they got to go through the same steps too. So sing your song, play your violin, get over it, move on, and seek the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is where your basis is. That's where your rock is. That's where your solid ground is. That's where your roots are rooted. Yeah. You got it? Because Satan's losing you. He's not got you blinded anymore. And you take the blinders off. Oh, there's another one. That means he's going to lose others, because you're going to talk to your friends. You're going to talk to your family members. And so that's how he loses it. There's no way they can win. It's impossible. How they think they can? Well, if you're Illuminati, you're a Lucifer, and you're a fallen angel, and you figure, our goose is cooked. There's nothing to gander at. Anyway, so your goose is cooked. You know it is. So you got to figure out, we got a one last ditch chance of trying to beat this one called God. So what would you do? Well, you have a lot of knowledge and wisdom. No, you have no wisdom. You have a lot of knowledge. So we're going to use science. Well, what does God have as weapons? He's got the meteorites. He's got the sun. He's got virtually everything. So what do? We as Illuminati or fallen angels or whatever, they're all mixed into a bag of garbage. But anyway, all this knowledge that you have, you're going to try to manipulate God's creation by using your knowledge. Yep, in comes HAARP. Weather control. Trapping meteorites. Redirecting them. Controlling the electromagnetic waves. Killing off his creation. Manipulating their DNA. Now you got it. Be able to produce earthquakes, or stop earthquakes, or redirect them, or create tornadoes, which they do, and can use it, almost fine-tune it. They can knock down a house with a tornado if they want to, using HAARP. This mind control with ELF transmissions. Let's put microchips in their bodies so we can be in touch with each and every one. Let's put cameras up at every, you see? So they'll control the weather, think they can defeat God with their knowledge. They'll control humankind using technology. But family, yeah, all God's got to do and has been doing all along, he just wiggles his little old finger. You understand? The same one that wrote the Ten Commandments. He wiggles that finger. Well, I should say big old finger. He wiggles it and just changes the frequency vibration of this earth just a teeny bit. and all their plans go to pot. Pun intended. You understand? They have never succeeded. They've never succeeded. Never. He allows them certain latitude because we pull away from God. He gives them latitude because God pulls away from us. You see? He'd been doing this all along. Don't you know that if they could have made a world government, they'd have done it by now? Hey, Joint Chief of Staff, did you get that? You understand that? Why you take blood oaths to hide from your families? That's abominable. It's cowardly. What are you doing? Why you got to have a secret from your family? You ask, what did you do at the lodge today? I can't tell you. Oh, that really builds up trust in the family. You know what I mean? That's really trustworthy. I can't tell you what we did. Oh. What y'all talk about? I can't tell you. What's that in that? Don't touch that. You can't look in that. Don't put that away. Lock it up. You got to be kidding me. You know some of their goals? Set up and neutralize all major evangelists, people talking about the Illuminati and are exposing their activities. Goal number two, create events that would enable the Illuminati to control and regulate oil prices and later create a fuel shortage and water shortage. Three, be ready to destroy America and the world's economy by buying up and bankrupting major banks and organizations. Great Depression was a practice they set up in 1910. Number four is create events that would enable the Illuminati to easily declare martial law in the moment of need. And the coming UFO hoax, planned back in the early 1900s, will come as our saviors. It'd be a dadgum lie, too. We're here to save you from the Illuminati. We're here to save you from the bankers. We're here to get rid of the biologists that's killing you off and the new flus to help heal you. No, you're not. You're here to destroy lives. By biologicals. You're here to bring in new diseases is what you are to do. To scare people into submission. That's what you do. Majority of people don't accept the existence of a conspiracy, yet they say the government is corrupt. Say what? It's like, what? What's even worse, though, they won't accept that non-human demonic entities are running the country. Every country. JFK went against Northwoods, Operation Northwoods, and was going to dismantle the conspiracy. It said, quote, "The American and British war machines are commanded by men who have all sworn allegiances to the murderous demon gods of the Illuminati, and they're satisfying the lives of their sons and daughters on the altar of the all-seeing eye of Satan." That's what's going on today. Every country. Putin, he don't give a hoot about the Russians. Chinese president, who? I don't know who. Who? Who's on first? Whatever. Chinese president, he don't care about the Chinese. American president never has cared about us. FDR, Reagan, Nixon, Bush, Clinton, Eisenhower, none of them, not one of them. Obama's just another one. They're all Luciferian. You see, Obama is a pseudo-practiced Muslim, but he's not a Muslim. Bush, Carter, Clinton, all the rest of them are pseudo-Christians. Not a one of them is Christian. They're Luciferian, just like Obama. They're all the same. Every single one of them. Democrat, Republican, get over it. There's no such thing. No sirree, Bob. Martin Luther King figured that out, and he told us about it. We've been betrayed by both parties. That's the reality. And your elections are a farce. Actually, so is all the rest of them. In England and Russia and China, Korea, don't matter. Just pick one. They're all appointed, never elected. The ones that do try to do the good, they, Chavez, for example, and others, they're vilified. The Shah, he started pulling out of mind control. They had to get rid of him. They brought the Ayatollah, yeah, Kimona. They had to get rid of the Shah. They lost him. They start getting this idea like JFK. They start getting an idea about helping the people. Oh, that's a no-no. So they got to vilify him, take him out. And then send Marines in that we think we're doing a good deed and we're not. We're lied to by a Luciferian, Knights of Malta, Joint Chief of Staff. Cowards, every one of them. Rhodes Scholars take a blood oath to lie, cheat. While they get on TV saying, like Wesley Clark and all the rest of them, General Boykin, all these others are liars. That's a fact, because if they're members of the Knights of Malta and the High Chancellor position, that's almost higher than the President of the United States. The President of the United States is President of a corporation. That's another story. Woo. So many little stories I could throw at you here today, but all these are facts, family. So you say, oh no, who do we trust? Golly, I'm glad you asked. Jesus Christ, supernaturally, is the only one you can trust. He will take over. There's no harp. There's no earthquake machine. There's no supernatural beings or humankind that's going to stop him from coming on the day of Armageddon, which is a series of battles, actually. But that's another story, too. But the last one is on the seventh bowl, the seventh trumpet. Is the last time they'll see light. But the first time this earth will see light and love and peace is when Jesus Christ comes down at Armageddon. And the angels then will be distributed out once again, but they will gather the wicked and bind them into a bundle and they'll be thrown into hell. I don't look for that day. I don't pray for that day for them that those can be saved. I do pray for, but those others, that's not my place. That's all God's business, not mine. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. What do you think that means? That's God's vengeance because he's the creator. And he's not happy about what's been going on down here. So all of their successes, remember this, all of their successes is tragic. Because that's closer that they're heading to be sent to hell for eternity. You don't wish anyone to go to hell. You can't imagine. It's not something light to say, go to hell, man. You don't know what you're really saying. Not for the worstest murder, rapist, or mass murder. People don't understand the torment of hell. That's for eternity. Our minds cannot fathom this. There's no way possible. We can imagine. That's why God is so patient. That's why he's so patient. He wishes that none should perish but have everlasting life. Hell was not created for mankind. Hell was created for Satan and his fallen angels because they knew what they were doing. Jesus said on the cross, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." That's his first assignment, was to be the intermediary. The intercessor, he did that on the cross. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. He'd been doing it ever since. But he got a call in his name. He's talking about you, me, all those criminals on either side of him. He's calling for all those that are human, to forgive them. Father, they know not what they do, because we don't have a dimensional capacity to understand the supernatural, and we by sure don't have any dimensional capacity to understand the torment of hell. There's just no way to even begin to explain it. That's why he's patient. He don't send us to hell. We go there because of our rejection of his love, his sacrifice. We reject him. That's something he don't stop. You see? It's our rejection. So Satan has got us feeling downtrodden, beaten, and I deserve to go to hell. I deserve to go to hell. That's how he wants us to be. But God said you don't, because I died for you. Satan uses every trick in the book. Okay. Beauty pageants. Step back a minute. It's a tradition, is it not? Everybody watches a beauty pageant. Especially single men. So you're watching the beauty pageant, right? This is Miss America. Here she comes, y'all. Here comes Miss America. Here comes Miss Poland. Here comes Miss whoever. Then Miss World competition. They got children. Beauty pageant. Now, come on now. What is the purpose of a beauty pageant? Is that Miss America, really? Or they brought up in a beauty farm to be there? Let's take a look at Miss America pageant, for example. When you're watching Miss America, Cletus, you're sitting there with a bib, collecting all your salivation from the swimsuits. You understand this? Get right down to it. Wow. And Martha over there next to you, she's wondering, what's that boy looking at? Aren't I good enough for you? And this is Miss America. Is that really the true representation of a woman in America, or a woman in Britain, or a woman in wherever? It's all outward. They're trained, fed, or unfed, whatever. Miss Kansas was tattooed. So now tattoos are okay. So it's a digital tattoo for the Mark of the Beast. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. And you notice that the first runner-up and Miss America, their social issues come to bear with it. She has a past or this kind of thing. They use that to make you feel bad about yourself. They use them for political, social issues for that year they're using them. Then they go to be movie stars or whatever. They sign their name Lucifer. You understand this? All this is to make you downtrodden so the perverse spirit can work on you. To weaken your resolve, to weaken your self-image. This is the very purpose of the beauty pageants, for example. This is only one part of it. How about Mr. America? Darn, Cletus, why can't you look like that? Yeah, it's not funny. And then so these kids in college and high school, they're picked on. Hey, Chubby. Hey, you see Chubby over there? Yeah. Well, when they watch all this and they identify the victim of the bullying, which now the bully still has a problem at home, probably getting beat, sexually abused or whipped or whatever. See, it just moves right along. The perverse spirit starts to manifest. It starts to find victims. But the Wicca, controlled by the perverse spirit, finds those that are downtrodden, those that are lack that self-esteem. They can identify and pick them out and say, we're here to love you. We're here to help you. We'll show you, and you can put a curse on. That's exactly what happens in school. They give them power back, but Satan provides that power. That perverse spirit takes the place of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you power. Holy Spirit gives you resolve. Holy Spirit gives you independence of free will. The wicked do not. It's a facade. They control you by manipulation, by lies, a false sense of security every single time. The perverse spirit is by physical design. And by these events that take place, by these set up manipulations, opens up a portal to allow the perverse spirit to come inside you. When old Cletus sits there at for example, Miss World or Miss U.S. pageant, whatever, don't you tell me that old Cletus ain't lusting. That boy's got his wife there, and he's sitting there in his head, oh, man. Well, that opens up a portal. You understand this? It's quantum physics. It's biology. When a man looks upon a woman in lust, he's already committed adultery right then, right there. Now, I had someone tell me that was a Christian that if God didn't want you to look, he wouldn't give you eyes. I said, what? I said, you got to be kidding me. And he said, are you serious? He was serious. And I presented scripture that wasn't hard to do to counter that. That when you look upon a woman in lust, you already commit adultery. That's what the Bible says. If I look upon an individual and want to kill him, man, I'd like to kill you, man. I've already done it in God's eyes. Now, what's that got to do with today, right? Is this a religious program? No. This goes all the way to the Joint Chief of Staff and their lust for power. Taking a blood oath for a perverse spirit and depopulation, which equates to murder at the highest level. What does that equate to? People like Wesley Clark bombing in Kosovo. People like Jared Boykin taking a blood oath for the Knights of Malta that promote war and death. And they control it. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I'm not a liberal. And I'm also not a conservative. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't fit none of those categories. I follow Jesus. That's it. Oh, I love my country and all this and all that. But when it comes between Jesus and my country, man, it's not even a contest. I renounce all my oaths. I don't have any oath to anything except Jesus Christ. I don't have to take an oath for him. He knows my heart. That's non-negotiable. Death is preferable. I will not change. Narrow-minded? Absolutely. Rock solid, narrow-minded. When you find the truth out, when you actually go through all this other, and you've been there. I've been through adultery. I've been through lying and cheating and all that stuff. I have been there, and it's not worth it. It's not worth 2 cents. I will never go back that way ever again. That's why I hate it. I hate what I did back then. I hate myself for that. But then Jesus Christ said, you're forgiven. I said, Lord, thank you. And I have to believe that. If I don't, then I deny Jesus. I'm not doing that. And I have to admit my faults on the air, because otherwise I'd be a hypocrite. I'm not a hypocrite. If I'm going to try to help people from the mistakes I made, then I got to sound it off and say I've been there. When Jesus said, and Lord knows I'm not comparing myself to him by no stretch of any imagination, but if God did not come down here as a human being, we could accuse him of not understanding us. But we can't do that. Because he came down exactly like we came in, he came in. That's why it's called the only begotten Son of the living God. We can't say, well, Lord, you haven't been what we've been through. You haven't been through lust like we have. You haven't been accustomed to drinking. You haven't been accustomed to all this. But we can't say that because he has. Exactly. You know, he came, he walked with Adam in the garden. And the Trinity, they existed before the earth. He is the angel of the Lord. And to take a physical form, he came down here in the usual way. And when he died, resurrected, he came back again after the 3 days. And he sat with the disciples. Thomas didn't believe till the last minute. He said, I don't believe it until I put my finger in his hands. Well, uh-oh, be careful what you wish for. He got it. He fell to his knees and said, my Lord, my God. And Jesus said to him to the effect, Thomas, you believe because you've seen. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That's why I don't believe Jesus comes to people today. When he comes again, it'll be the rapture. When he comes again, it'll be an Armageddon. There's those that say, oh, Jesus came to my bedroom. There's some talk show hosts that says that they're serious. They're dead serious. And that that Jesus rode with him in his car. And Jesus sat with him in his house. And it had coffee, I guess. I don't know. Family, that would be Sanan de Manuel. Oh. Now, Paul saw him on the road to Damascus, made Paul a disciple, because he actually saw Jesus, and Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, gave him 12 books to put in the Bible. That's pretty serious. So, what keeps us back? What's the real issue here? It's not Ebola. It's not World War III. It's not, election of whoever, Hillary, or re-election of Obama, or whatever happened to Fukushima. Whatever happened to Fukushima? Is that a dead issue now? No pun intended. They're not using Fukushima. What about the flu crisis 2009? Not doing that either. Oh, I'm sorry. How about the Gulf Horizon disaster? What happened there? I don't know. What happened about 3/4 of the Pacific Ocean turned into radioactive mush? What happened to that? Where's Japan still there? Yep, still there. What happened to radioactivity? How about all that radioactivity in the North American continent? What happened to it? It's not there. It's all fear. So let's talk about the root of all this nonsense. It's called the perverse spirit. And we're using as an example of many parts of the perverse spirit, homosexuality. Boy, I'll probably have NAACP, ACLU, ADL coming after me. Woo-hoo, they'll be coming after me, something awful. Maybe I'll have, I don't know, some people pull up my driveway in a court injunction and handcuff me and hang me and whatever else. I don't know. Whatever. But the perverse spirit is what's driving this war right now. And that encompasses all the sins. Because Satan knows your weaknesses. Now, if you go, to let you all know how deep this goes, because Jesus Christ, when he rose again, came back, he says in Matthew 5:28, for example, and this goes for every other sin. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Whoever wants to steal, already committed in his heart. It's all the same for all of them. That's where the Holy Spirit is inside you now. Holy Spirit is touching every person. And the way they're faking the Holy Spirit is by electromagnetic energy, waves, microchips, and so forth. So they can synthesize demonic spirits. You understand this? Synthetic demonic activity by ELF transmission. So now the perverse spirit we're talking about here, even though they can cause your body to react in the same way a perverse spirit would cause it by possession, they put voice-to-skull technology, as a demon would talk to you, they can do it synthetically by voice-to-skull technology. That's why you have 26 suicides per day of our veterans, because they're hypnotizing them while they sleep. They have the microchips in their body, and they change the frequency by technology. Nobody's touching that with a 10-foot pole. I try to bring it up all the time, and people just ignore it. Veterans just walk away. They won't doggone it listen. It's frustrating. But they're synthesizing demonic activity and the perverse spirit. Physical designs. Now, if you go back yesterday, I talked in detail on how to deal with a perverse spirit, in a lot of detail. Satan is no fool now. He wants a way in. The demons are in his control, billions of them, through interchange, all collective communication system that's supernatural. You understand this? The supernatural is so incredibly powerful, you can't imagine it from a human point of view. But God's a lot more powerful than anybody. Or anything, or anyone. But we still have to contend with it. It's planted and cultivated. This way in is planted and cultivated at an early age. It has a very harmful and far-reaching effect on the life of the individual that lasts throughout their lifetime. There's only one way to break the curse from the bloodline and stop it from working, and that's by the blood of Jesus, as I said yesterday. How's that mean? Exactly. Well, John 1:7-9 tells us that, 1 John 1:7-9, about confessing our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. For me to confess my sins, I must become humble. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses from all sin. Joint Chief of Staff, Legislative Branch, CEOs at the highest level, you better listen. And you're kings and queens of the world. You better renounce that witchcraft that you're involved in. All of you. Because that's where it's coming from. It's the highest level of this world leadership. The some have been turned over to reprobate mind. You know, a design, which is also a curse, they're synonymous, is put on a person during a rape or molestation. This is why homosexuality is being pushed, because you have your heterosexual legislators, CEOs, government leaders, military leaders, actors, movie stars, dancers, whatever, that are in the TV, that are heterosexual, but they must perform a homosexual act or lesbian act of some kind to open up a portal to allow demonic possession. They do not want you to know this. And then you sign your name over in blood, either by blood oath or by written signature, in your own blood, literally, through a written instrument, to Lucifer, and that seal is sealed. It's hard to get away once you have a strong man inside of you. I talked about that yesterday. I talked about that last night in my Bible study. This is what the perverse spirit is using to control our governments and science and the arts and colleges. education, science. Did I say science? The economics. Family, all this is used on opportunities, on objectives, milestones, committees, councils, planning generations ahead. These are facts. I'm not telling you speculation. I'm not telling you conspiracy theory. These are absolute provable facts. You know, even a touch or a personal touch on a particular part of a person's body at any age is a very sensitive thing. You know, at the time that it's being done, frequently in ignorance, such as a nurse or a nanny fondling a baby or a design will be put upon a child, Satan uses people to work through and steal away babies, causing runaways, causing, actually, abortions are part of it. And the people, those involved in the abortion have done abortion, they don't know. Abortions are child sacrifice for Satan. But people are fooled. You can renounce it, and God will forgive you. But people, Satan uses people to work through and steal away babies. Doctors, nurses that are Wicca or Easter Stars or Freemasons, highest level, they know about this. They sure do. The only protection you have against being used by Satan, and the only protection there is for our children, your children, is to live a life in obedience to the commandments and statutes of our Lord and keep ourselves, minds and bodies, the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, Ephesians 6. That's very important. And your children covered with the precious blood of Jesus. Family, that is the remedy. It's not colloidal silver. Gas, everybody runs to military surplus store. I bet you some of you all got gas masks out there, don't you? You got them in your drawers, man, in your closets, break in case of smell of gas or something. You're going to put on a gas mask. Yeah, family, goes to the skin. Oh, gosh. And you have a blood agent or something or some other, it's way past that now, will destroy the gas mask in one shot. It's over. Now what are you going to do? Get a replacement? Colloidal silver, you're going to run out if it works in the first. Don't you know they use that? Don't you know they know, you know, that was awkward, wasn't it? Don't they know that you know that colloidal silver will help certain diseases or whatever, right? You know, all this art about being healing, this, that, and the other, alchemy, I don't know what. You're going to run out. And don't you know they know you use this? So they're going to find ways to get beyond it? Come on now. There's people think they're going to go to the Ozarks and out in the pioneer days and when it all happens, and you're going to start planting seeds. We're going to get the seeds from. We're going to find the water from. How are you going to protect yourself from the mercenaries that's going to be scouring the country? Oh, I know the Rambos out there are going to have little settlements and they're going to be like on TV and Mad Max and all this sort of thing. Family, they'll wipe those things out so fast they wouldn't know what hit them. They'll take them out so fast. They don't have to be there. One FAE will take it right on out. Disease that they create just for that group will take them out. Family, you're not fooling with fools out here. These Luciferians know what to do. When God pulls his spirit out, there's not a darn thing you can do but plead the precious blood of Jesus and hope that your soul goes to heaven. That is the only answer you got. It's a supernatural war. When people wake up to this fact, then they won't have fear as their arsenal. Right now, they're using fear as an arsenal. The more fear they can give you, the less faith you have, the perverse spirit starts acting. And boy, he don't waste 1 minute. Many times, a child who's been a victim of incest, for example, has had a design put on them by either the parent, sibling, or relative who violated them. That's going to cause them to become discouraged or dismayed. They may turn to homosexuality or become bisexual. Or maybe from a curse, it goes back two generations. Very few people talk about this. It's a taboo. It's not fun to talk about. It brings up bad memories that you've put away. But family, this is the root of all the problems today. Our pride and ego does not allow us to really dig deep to find out what the issues are. The perverse spirit will frequently drive a person to prostitute themselves and seduce others to make them feel comfortable in their own skin. When people out there, and I was in college, I may talk Southern and may use double negatives, but I went to college and I got a master's degree in business. I just come from the South. We talk a little different. Matter of fact, we talk different than people from the South when we live in the mountains. That's just the way it is. But when I went to college, I didn't smoke marijuana. Why? I didn't like smoking. I didn't have I wasn't a prude or anything like that. I was a football player. I drank like a fish. I loved to fight. I loved to fight, man. I loved to find bullies because I hated bullies, man. I hated bullies with a passion. I hated people picking on other people. I liked to pick on them. That was my drive through college and even after. That's my sore source. It's seeing people pick on other people. No, sir. I don't give a hoot who it is. I don't care. When I see somebody picking on somebody else that can't defend themselves, that gets all through me. There's one of my weaknesses. You want them? There you go. I'm working on that. But family, they would say, Tom. I say, what? They say, come on, smoke this, man. It's good for you. It'll make you this, that. I said, no, I ain't going to smoke it. Come on, man. I said, no. Everybody there wants you to smoke marijuana because they are. I said, well, I'll tell you what, though. I said, I'll tell you, go back there in my trunk. I just got back from Mount Airy, and I got about a quart. I got me a pint of moonshine. It's good stuff. I said, no, Tom. No, we want you to smoke. We don't want you to go blind. And we don't want to go blind either. I said, we'll make you blind. It'll make you crazy. We'll make you blind. You smoke your marijuana. Go do what you got to do. I go out here, get me a shot of my moonshine from Mount Airy. That was back then. Whew, that stuff is harsh. But anyway, you got the point. If you're an alcoholic, if you are a druggie, and everybody's doing it, they want you to do it too. So don't feel that alone part. They want to bring you in. Because you not doing it convicts them. They want everybody to participate. So they feel good in their own skin. I didn't do it because not moral reasons, whatever. I didn't do it because I didn't like smoking. I don't like tattoos because I hated needles. You know, wasn't a prudish thing. It was just I didn't like needles and I don't like smoking. Doesn't make any sense to me. That's just me. Do what you want. But I can't judge anybody. I have my own things I had to deal with. But that was then. Of course, now is a whole lot different. A lot different. But here's the deal. Homosexuality is being promoted so they all feel good, no pun intended, in their own skin. For the heterosexual that is taking a high off of office or sports or acting or whatever, that homosexual act and Freemasonry at the highest level of the royal secret, sodomy, that homosexual act performed at the Pentagon in those little rooms, that little lower level, you know what I'm talking about, right? Don't you? Those of you that know what I'm talking about. Those little rooms in the middle of the Pentagon where you perform those acts there, weaponizing the supernatural forces. The homosexual act of itself opens a portal for the individual, no matter who you are. That's what that's for. The lust is just the need. The need is used as a dialectic And Satan fulfills that need with a secondary purpose. It'll open up the portal for you to become possessed and to follow his lead with a blood oath and his design and influence to bring on, activate that perverse spirit to then to go do his bidding and not God's. Now, I hope you got that down because I couldn't say that again in 1,000 years. There's no way. The perverse spirit will then frequently drive a person to prostitute themselves, to lie, cheat, steal, do whatever they're told to do by their masters. For 1 star, it'd be a 4 star, wouldn't it? You heard me right. And to seduce others, colonels, majors, let's call it for what it really is. And their desires become despicable, and they loathe what they're doing, but they do it anyway. The work is being done because there is an insatiable, compelling desire that's driven on by the perverse spirit. The demon of that particular sin is driving them because now that strong man has a root in their soul. You know, many prostitutes, male and female, are bisexual. They may get married, but are never fulfilled, never content with a relationship, because they are possessed by this perverse spirit and must be delivered and then become born again and then baptized and then show the fruits of spirit. It follows a certain progression. You have psychic designs. Well, these are things today I'm talking about they do not want to be taught. I'm loading your magazine to lock and load. You know, there's a mental or psychic design that's put on a person the same way a physical design is put on during a rape or molestation. The person receiving the design is never touched. I know that in children that have been abused by a family member or in-law or whoever, teacher, I don't know, whatever, and you don't know about it, they're ashamed to tell you about it, but it shows up in their daily activities. A 5-year-old, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old may soil their pants like crap in their pants, you understand? It's like, aren't you too old to do that? But you're not catching it. That they're doing that to keep whoever it is from messing around when they shouldn't be. You understand this? So they crap in their pants and leave it there. That's kind of graphic, but I have to tell you. These are signs and indicators. If you use your discernment, you'll see in the eyes that something's wrong. Their grades start falling. They do strange things. They're trying to get your attention. They're ashamed to say anything. The Wicca find this out. The Wicca can tell because they're keen on it and they pull them in. I know for a fact, I won't go in detail, but I know of certain family members, distant, but there, going back 20, 30 years ago, not familiar with what happens here. Not me personally, but a family acquaintance, as you might say, that got into Wicca because of it. Because there they found solace. They found power. Acceptance. The Wicca can detect that and pull them right on in. It's called profiling. The ungodly desire toward a person works a design in the supernatural realm of evil. The victim may be approached by a person molested in the supernatural realm. While the victim specifically is never actually touched and is unaware of the design that's been worked out. Now they can technologically now. This opening of contact in the bed by a supernatural being to an individual human or otherwise is somehow brought out by the generations that maybe there's a curse somewhere in the generation. Or somehow you did tarot card readings or you did, I don't know, involved in some way, somehow, that you may not even know. Or a family member befalls on top of you, that they bring it to the house. There's a symptom. It's like looking for a virus in a way. Where's the opening of this portal in my home? Is it a Ouija board? Don't gaff it off, and just because it's pink. Tell me about a pink 9mm. It'll kill you just as quick as a black one will. That Ouija board is real. When they bring that board to your home and you give it to them for Christmas, it brings demons to your home. And that's a fact. Look up suicide plus the Ouija board. Find out what you get. They're dangerous. I'll probably talk about that toward the week. I'm going to cover as much of the perverse spirit this week as I can. The powers of darkness work this designer curse, and they change the desires of the victim to unnatural desires to fit this protocol, to facilitate that possession. And again, the blood of Jesus is the only protection against designs. No devil can come through the blood of Jesus. But if you don't believe in the supernatural, man, it's open season on you. Because this is the war that's going on today around us. Everything else is to distract you. Everything else is to distract you from the truth of the supernatural workings around you right now. And you know, because of these demonic forces, the unseen forces, you see, the spirits, the supernatural spirits, not the technological ones that they recreate, they actually may design or visit a design upon a person who's even been thought about through fantasizing. If I fantasize about someone, the unseen forces may also visit a design upon that person. And some things here I've not talked about before. Always leave something back, because things come in progression. My own broadcasts. Some things I've held back for several years. I don't talk about until it's the right time. But because of the demonic forces, these unseen forces that are in fact around you, these spirits may visit a design upon a person who's being thought about through the fantasizing. You understand this? Homosexuals play their part, and they play their prey, mark a victim. And you know, usually they'll send gifts or flatter people. They'll send gifts to you. They'll put the make on the individual by playing on the sympathy. They give little flirting gestures, a wink, cute little smiles, send presents, give you compliments. Watch out. If it's the male, they'll act very feminine. That F word, I hate that F word, F-A-G, I hate that word, just as much as I hate the N word, describing a black person, I hate that word, man, that gets all through me. That F word and that N word, two words I can't even say, they're just disgusting. Or if it's a female, they'll act very masculine, like a, you know, B-U-T-C-H. Man, I hate that. I don't like these words, man. I don't like them at all. Even I don't like them. I don't like to say them on the air. For whatever reason, it's just demeaning. Even to them. I don't even like it. But you understand the words I'm talking about. A lot of actors and actresses, they're transformed into a life of role-playing because a plot or a plan was designed upon them by another person. And you know the other person that acts upon them is also under control of the spirits of divination, which are working the plots and plans of the perverse spirit. And they're used on the TV, commercials, cartoons, all this, to manipulate a public throughout the United States and the world, actually. And it works, too. It's brought to you by a fictional storyline. But here's the trick. The trick is, you read the caption of the movie, the book, the whatever it is, TV, and you know it's fictional and entertaining. But here's the rub on it that you don't know that they do know, is that your subconscious don't distinguish that. Did you know that? Did you know that your subconscious takes everything you put inside of it as true? That's why when I train Marines and I train law enforcement and train individuals, self-defense and in Marines and physical security overseas, I trained realistically and I was pretty hardcore in my training. I didn't put up with nonsense and a lot of playing around. I'd kick him out of the class in a heartbeat. I'd give him a warning, stop your horseplay, or be gone. Because you see, if you play around in your scenarios and your training, it may be cute and all that macho nonsense, but I tell you what, you're training your subconscious to act that way. And when you get into a life and death situation, I'm here to tell you, you're going to go back to your training. You're not going to think, well, wait a minute, okay, now let me think for a second. You don't have a second. You're going to react the way you were trained. If you trained having fun, then you're going to have fun, you're going to die. Or worse yet, hurt somebody else. That's the way I trained. So don't be playing around in my classes. Don't even think about it. Because your subconscious takes what you do as fact, as truth. Okay, so here's the point. You see fictional TV sitcoms and TV macho movies and TV whatever, you know, when you watch them, they're, you know, fun, you know, you fantasize with it. Your subconscious is taking it all in. Music opens up both sides, spheres of your brain. The words come in, whether you like it or not, the words are coming in your brain, and they're soaked up there. That's the other trick. The video games, now, do the math on that. And your kids. Man, you get points in some video games. You get points for killing passengers just standing there. Yeah, okay. So in the meantime, you're raising up little drone drivers, man. Killers, man. And don't even know it in your house. For 8 hours, they'll play those games. It's brainwashing. It's ultimate. And in fact, those, just like the books like Rollins wrote, Harry Potter and your Dungeons and Dragons and Ouija board and all these games, are in fact possessed, just like the records were. John Todd confirms that. It's a form of possession of the perverse spirit. Subconscious takes it all in as truth. Sometimes I watch some of these programs like Criminal Minds. You can see it on the internet, right? Criminal Minds on ABC, CBS or something like that, whatever. And the last one they had, it gives me an indication of what they're up to. In the last one episode they had this past week of Criminal Minds, it was about an individual who's a psycho killer, right? I mean, this guy was bad news. But the trick of it was, they made it look like in this AA type of meeting group of Mogillons, you know, from the chemtrails, you get the scratchy, itchy things that come on that people say conspiracy from the government and all that, which is true, actually. They had that segment of that issue in the storyline of this program this past week. And they portrayed all those that believed in the government conspiracy as crazy people. So now when I'm watching this fictional story about Criminal Minds, I know it's a fiction, it's to entertain me. At the same time, it's talking about all those who believe in McGowan's, who believe in chemtrails, believe in the government conspiracy as a bunch of loonies, is what's being given to my conscience, my subconscious. So therefore, when I go in real life, and someone says, Tom, did you hear about the McGowan's that's coming, you know, in the chemtrails? Oh, man, you're crazy. You know, that's all because I've been taught by that TV segment that's based on fiction anyway. This is exactly how they do it. And this is part of the star group under Tavistock, controlled by Kissinger, entertainment, Hollywood. That is the purpose of it. That's why they take actors and make them presidents and governors and other such nonsense like Ventura and Reagan and all the others. They make them political leaders, for goodness sakes, and they live a false life. We make them presidents because they've taken a blood oath against mankind. Reagan was nice of Malta, cousin to Nixon. He was a liar, and he admitted on TV like Clinton did. Family, when y'all going to wake up? The perverse spirit is what's driving this country and Russia and China and Britain and Germany and Spain. And Ireland, and Scotland, you got my point? Canada, Mexico, shut up, okay. You got the point here? None of the country leaders today, not a one of them, I can tell you this, are for the citizens of that country. They're for the secret societies, reduction of population. It don't matter which country leader it is today. They're against their citizens, every single country leader, because they belong to this council's, the depopulation plan of Luciferian agenda. So back to the perverse spirit. You know, the sex drives are changed. The perverse spirit can make that happen. Many actors are acting out the roles of actresses, or they're acting out the part of the homosexual, or the F-A-G-G-O-T thing, faggot. I hate that word. Under the guise, sorry for saying it, but it's part of one of my presentation. I have to hate that word. But under the guise of entertainment, how about Mr. Mom? How about Doubtfire? How about Arnold Schwarzenegger, all babak? He had a baby, didn't he, in one of the movies, The Twins or something? You getting it now? How the TV and movies play the role? Now, this is by design. It's not just some director, some off-the-wall director that says, well, I'll just throw this in and do it. No, this is planned out. It's being condoned in movies and on television programs, but the Word of God tells us in Deuteronomy 22:5. I'm exposing a lot of their secrets today. Of what's really going on. I'm going to do it a week long. Because this is the bottom line of our troubles today. It's not Obama. Obama's following the script like FDR did, like Clinton, Carter. It's one of the most evil presidents we've had besides FDR. Family, just because they say they're Christian, absolutely does not mean they are. Because they are lying, man. Because they belong, you would not believe Jimmy Carter, Bush, Clinton, Reagan, Nixon, every darn one of them except for Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. And all three of those have something in common. And you know that Lincoln and JFK were not Freemasons? Did y'all know that? They were not. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man, Woe! Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. The woman shall not wear, Deuteronomy 22:5. Whoo, shut my mouth. That's pretty straightforward. How can you misinterpret that? The woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination of the Lord thy God. Whew, that should be a jaw-dropping revelation right there. How about you, Rosemont? Was it Minnesota or Wisconsin? When you had your little day in the gym, when you had the kids there, what, about 10 of them, blindfolded. They're going to play a little hoax on them, have somebody kiss them. They're supposed to decide who it was that was kissing them later. Well, the hoax was, it was their parents. Now, of course, the high school apologized for it, but there's a video. You can see the YouTube videos. You can see it right there. It's supposed to be funny. Ha ha. Well, I'm here to tell you, that was a ritual made look like a funny ha ha and a mistake. It was no mistake. That was a ritual. About Nimrod, who married his mother, his wife. The satanic ritual they play off as, oh, we made a mistake and we're sorry for it. No, that's a lie. They knew exactly what they were doing. It's a ritual. Then they made it go viral so everybody participated. This is how these people work. I'm going to expose them. That pretty much tells you right there. Transgender. They've got young boys, and I forget the school's name, but one or two schools, I think, that had a little pageant with boys dressed as girls to show gender appreciation or something. Family, innocent people are falling for these lies and participating in these rituals and not speaking out. If I was the father of one of the boys, I'd say him to stick up their wazoo. My son ain't wearing no dress. That's why it says in the Bible that men have short hair. Because long hair is a woman's glory. So that's why they brought in the Beatles, Tavistock. Purposely. Made sure the Beatles had long hair. Remember in the old days? It's all short hair. This is all pre-orchestrated. This is not some kind of sociological change of, this is planned out. For each generation, they plan the next generation of how to mock God, literally, behind closed doors, on round tables, listed objectives, milestones, and then after the meeting's over, they set forth, they form up groups, assemblies, contact groups, train them and say, now go out to colleges, go out to your workplace. Now, here's what we want you to do. They promote it. They wear it. And then the media follows up with it. Then they say, and you're a long-haired, pot-smoking hippie. And then they have a, you know, and then they have a NAACP suing the company for firing them. Then they win the lawsuit because the Freemason's a judge. The judge is a Freemason. Or the NAACP goes after it as planned. ACLU goes after it as planned. The media puts it out there so you'll see it. They had a really silly incident at an airport recently. All right? And you see a video of it. It shows you in an airport. Just somebody just happened to be there filming it. All right? The quote. Moment, homophobic bully is taken down by passengers at Dallas Airport after kicking a man for wearing a pink shirt. Now, when you read the, golly, Pete, Oh, we're so much suckers, man. When you read the YouTube comments, everybody, they miss every single time. They all miss it. Some of them saying, well, he can wear a pink shirt if he wants to. Other one says, well, he's a homophobic, shouldn't, all that. They miss the whole point. Family, this is a setup. The guy throwing the slurs, the guy wearing the pink shirt, and the cop, they're all in on this Hollywood production. You understand this? Because I watched him kick and punch at him. It was the worst baloney. It was all acted out and played out so we would watch it and see it and have sympathy for the homosexual. And how the passengers banded together to stop this bully. Yes. See? If he wants to be homosexual, he can. He can wear a pink shirt. It's the silliest thing I ever heard in my life. If it was real, I understand it. But it's not. It is played out. It's acted. It's pre-planned. And they're poor actors, too. Same thing as guys driving up to out west, southwest, to a border checking point. And the guy rolls his window down a little bit and says, am I under arrest? Can I go now? We need to see your ID, sir. Why do you want to see my ID for? Sir, we need to see your ID. Why? Am I under arrest? Can I go now? Family, all this is a setup. It's cowardly. Because they want to get it on YouTube to show you the tyrannical government, and it's only in certain places. You see, it's acted out. It's pre-planned. It's orchestrated. You see, that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, come on now. It's silly. But everybody buys off on it. It's irritating. To see all this, and you try to tell them that, and they call you crazy because you're telling them the truth about this acting out. So this thing was planned out. It's like, hey, guys, okay, you wear your pink shirt? All right. I won't hurt you too bad. Okay, John. All right, all right, all right. All right, so what time are we going to be there? 2 o'clock. Okay, 2 o'clock. We're going to be there. And the cops are Freemason. Guarantee it. And so they all show up there like a... what do you call those things? A flash mob or something, but only about 6 or 7 might be involved. He'll walk up and he'll see this partner there dressed in blue and pink, and he'll start this acting out. Everybody gets in on it. Maybe some people don't know, get in on it also, but there's 2 or 3 there that knows this play out. So they have to draw sympathy. As a matter of fact, that was the purpose of the Zionist movement being created by the Vatican in the first place. To liquidate Jewish wealth, to draw out anti-Semites, will be our closest friends. Because using the call of anti-Semite, they use the subjugation of the real Jews, call them anti-Semite, so the real false Jews could get legislation passed, get sympathy, and so forth and so on. That's how they do this. Then they put it in the news, because the news is perfectly controlled. By who? By the Council of Foreign Relations. You got it? It's all fake. And they put it on YouTube, so you'll say, oh, that's terrible. You'll have sympathy for the homosexuals, which I don't care either way. I'm just telling you the technique they use. Why? To facilitate the passing or lifting the ban of homosexual marriage, and they give sympathy, so it get passed. In the same way that they show you how children are being abused, how the women and the school teachers are abusing their 16, 17-year-olds by giving them sex. And you see, and they get put in jail. And so, okay, so we need to protect our children, right? So we need to get signed the International Rights of the Child. Yeah. Because they failed to get it signed in 1989. And the purpose of that, once it's signed, is to take your children away from you. But first they got to show you there's a need to get it signed. This is how they manipulate the public. It's working perfectly. Family, wake up. Wake up. Let's do something. speak out about the truth. But family, adversaries are going to be those well-meaning, but that don't believe in the supernatural. They don't understand it. So that's a problem. So the sin is dressing like a woman to imitate that sex and dressing like a man to imitate that sex. Isaiah 3:9. For example. Family, I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you today. There's a lot of stuff, and a lot of this is, I don't have this typed out. This is not a script. Some of it, I'm getting information from Irene Parks. I'm getting it from the Bible. I'm getting it from Owen Baker. I got my own dialogue, which is about 3/4 of it today. It's a mixture, but it's all true. It's all true what I'm telling you. When you go to Isaiah 3:9, for example, the show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil to themselves. Whew. Whew. In Romans 6:13, it's amazing how that Bible covers everything, isn't it? And everything going on today is against the Bible? Why is that? Does that mean the Bible is some kind of authority to go against? Romans 6:13. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall have not dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Well, that's so important. In Romans 6:16, for God be thanked, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. Being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness and not servants of Satan. Yielded to God, not Satan. You know, sometimes a man desires to be like a woman and will wear woman's clothes. That's transvestite. Some men will desire to actually become a woman and will seek to have their bodies changed by hormones or surgery. It's transsexual. These desires that are formed from a perverse spirit could be because of a design that a parent has placed upon them, or a grandparent, or a great-grandparent, or a great-great-great-grandparent, or just a parent, not even knowing it. And even from the preceding or third or fourth generations, it may have come from. Someone may have wanted a little girl, but got a little boy instead. So you're going to be disappointed? The design will stay in the bloodline and work perversion until it's broken by the blood of Jesus. Life is in the blood. This puts a whole new solid meaning to that, doesn't it? Masturbation, I said I would talk about. The design is like a magnet, attracts foul and clean spirits. And the design attracts demon spirits that encourage masturbation. It's against God. Which brings me to something to mind. Bear with me here just a minute. And I will read something to you, kind of shocking. Roberta Ochtenberg, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development during the Clinton administration, said, and I quote, Do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children? Unquote. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You ever heard of her before? Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that one. She based a report on the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions stated that the federal government should lower the age of sexual consent to 12 and legalize prostitution. Quote, prostitution as a consensual act between adults is arguably within the zone of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions. Unquote. Are they now saying that Joseph Smith had a 14-year-old wife? They just now said it, just admitted it. So I guess it's okay. Huh? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Illuminati from Russia, they say it's okay. Roberta Arkenberg, go back when, and people following her, said it's okay. Yeah, they work. This is how they do it. This is how they do it, yeah. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, man, she's still getting it. Well, never mind. I mean, she's still moving around along with it. Ouch. In any case, this is the reality and is our basis of the education. Values are coming from these people. And they are Luciferian. And so, back to the masturbation issue. There are some other points I wanted to tell you about, but... you know, there was in 1975, Russ Walton, he was an old-style educator, and he offered a review of a textbook on sex education used in California schools. And there's a book called Human Sexuality, Course for Young Adults, was published in 1975, and it said, quote, designed for young children 12 to 14 years of age. 2. An explicit, both word and picture. 3. It told children that the home was the worst place to learn about sex, and parents are too ignorant, old-fashioned, or narrow-minded, and the best place for sex education is in the school. 4. States that perversion is like obscenity. It's all the eye of the beholder. Unusual sexual behavior is not a perversion. 5. Premarital sex is okay, since it's practiced by the majority of the world's sex cultures. 6. Casual extramarital affairs are okay, unless the man becomes involved in a lengthy affair and falls in love with the other woman. Unquote. Dr. Joycelyn Elders, U.S. Surgeon General, 1990s, said, I quote, we've taught our children in driver's education what to do in the front seat, and now we've got to teach them what to do in the back seat. Unquote. Joycelyn Elders. You see how we've been taught? Not paying attention to it has become part of our reality by them working through the subconscious and you not even knowing it. To lay the basis and groundwork of this new age thinking that's now being orchestrated, promulgated, and masturbated into our lives. And now they're cashing in on it. 20 plus states later, lifting the ban of homosexual marriage, and don't tell me that wasn't a result of it. By working on each generation, every 10 years, to make it more logical, make it more acceptable, testing it as they go along of when to launch it. And then, one of their main agitators, Victoria and Joel Osteen, they come out of the public view and says, okay, make yourself happy because God will be happy if you're happy. Well, let's define what it means by making me happy. They didn't distinguish, did they? No, because they were told not to. They are New Age. And they didn't have a walkout. Now, they had some Christians to go against it, belief, but they didn't have a massive walkout or a Baker or a Shuler tear down of their ministry. That was a test, family. That was a Illuminati, Tavistock test to find out whether this generation is ready to accept, do as thou wilt as the whole of the law. I hope you got that. That is a slam dunk. That was a test. In my day, we called it a litmus test to see what the public would do. Are they ready to accept the New Age movement? Are they ready to accept, do as thou wilt as the whole of the law? Is a test. And it worked. First Corinthians 6, verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Pay attention, Joint Chief of Staff. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, V-I-L-E-R-S, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty straightforward. And you think your good works will get you in there, Freemasons? Not going to happen. Now what? Drop back and punt? You better sharpen your cleats. He's going to get sticky. Because your worshipful masters are lying to you. You better read the morals and dogma. They are, you're not. Dictionary defines masturbation as stimulation of sexual organs by oneself. Self-abuse or onanism. You find it in Genesis 38, 8 to 10. God's not pleased with this. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, I read you. So it's the beginning, masturbation is, of the creation of the unnatural desires, the uncontrollable, insatiable desires that are brought about by the perverse spirit. Different unclean spirits will congregate and have orgies when a person masturbates. Entertaining the perverse spirit leads to homosexuality and trying new things. And the perverse spirit brings about the insatiable desires, uncontrollable, unnatural to the sex of the individual. The spirits will work in the minds of the person and causes them to become perverted. They go further, in other words, in all their thinking and in all their sex. Romans 6:12. Now, these scriptures just don't go away. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye shall obey it in the lust thereof. There you go. Man, I don't know what else to say. Am I convicted in some of this? Sure. Am I born again? Yeah. Do I slip sometimes? Yeah. Am I convicted? Oh, yeah. I'm not innocent, family. I'm not innocent. But I have to bring these things up. You know, I don't, some of these things I make, you know, convict myself again. But I can't hold back. First Thessalonians 4. Verse 5. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, body, in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. Let no man go beyond to defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. Concupiscence. Now, giving themselves over to fornication. You go to Jude 7. It really gets kind of kinky there. In Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and evil speak evil of dignities. God's not messing around, family. Now, I'm going to probably revisit this tomorrow. And we're going to get tomorrow, we'll get through that, talking about the perverse mind. I have to talk about it. Halloween, probably tomorrow, we'll talk about. And destroying curses and designs, we'll get to. Halloween is one of the worst, and you can get a jump on it by searching out the pagan origins of Halloween. And then tomorrow I'll go through it, plus more of a perverse spirit. It's all connected. And we'll talk more in detail tomorrow about Halloween. I think tomorrow's a good time to cover it. Family, I hope I didn't offend anybody today. I don't mean to, but family, people got to be told about what's really going on and not being told the truth. Pope Francis, evolution is not inconsistent with the notion of creation. Say what? Same-sex marriage, support nearly universal among entering college students. That's an article, there's a study there. They've made it. They've got this generation agreeing to homosexual marriage, and they do tests and studies to see how well they've, social engineers have completed their plan over the past decades. Elon Musk warns against developing artificial intelligence, compares it to summoning the demon, unquote. Gracious alive. You'll find these articles sent, as they call it, viral. Now, I told you they're going to eliminate prisons, a new age movement, and drop the death penalty. Well, I got an article from China. China may drop 9 crimes from list of death penalty offenses. I'm not for or against whatever. I'm just telling you what they're doing. I'm not taking a stand here. I mean, if you want to say, well, let's talk about death penalty, I can do that. But right now I'm telling you neutrally what the strategy is and the techniques they're using. I'm speaking in a neutral point of view, telling you what they're doing with it. Me talking about what my feelings are and thoughts about death penalty is another story. I'm telling you what they're doing, how it's being used. That's how I do it. Anyway, let you all know we're played up at highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net, and John Kirkler operates 3-4 network towers, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's going to extend himself. And gain, hopefully get some more sponsors and grow his business there as a network. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. Mine. Bible studies, my network. Also, my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com. tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. You're free to join us. I'll still have it in archives. And that's it, family. Wow, what a day. thank you all for joining me today. And I understand we did pretty well today, those visiting. And also visit TalkStream Live, if you would, there, when you get the opportunity. And you can also acquire my broadcast there on TalkStream Live or my website. Either one's okay. Y'all have a great night. God bless y'all. But know that Jesus Christ won the cross of Calvary. It is the way to get over to be protected from the perverse spirit that is running our country. And the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, the secret societies are being also victimized by this perverse spirit. It's coming from a hierarchy. Pray for them being delivered. Pray for the renouncing of the blood oaths and to get out. You can't be a preacher and a Freemason at the same time. It's not possible. And then use the NIV Bible as Satan's Bible. The King James has all the verses in it. The others don't have all the verses. They're taken out by purpose and design. There's no way to justify that whatsoever. When the church is going to rise up and demand the truth and demand the true word of God, when's that going to happen? Y'all have a great night, family. Bible study tonight, 8 to 9, and we'll see you all then. And thank you all for coming by this evening. God bless you all. Good night. This is The Watchman. I'm signing off.
He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Just remind you that 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time tonight. All my times are Eastern Standard Time for Bible study. Have a great night and God bless. The 24-hour loop will begin shortly. Good night.